Microsoft and Oracle have partnered to create a first-of-its-kind interconnected cloud experience. Now you can get a low latency and high throughput connection between Oracle Cloud Infrastructure and Azure. Chinmay from Oracle and Romit from Microsoft are here to show us how it works today on Azure Friday. Today on Azure Friday, I have Chinmay, a program manager from Oracle, and Romit, a software engineer from Microsoft, here to talk about the new Oracle partnership with Microsoft. So, Chinmay and Romit, do tell me, what's going on with Oracle?
Absolutely. So this partnership between Microsoft and Oracle at a high level was born because we have a rich set of mutual customers between Oracle and Microsoft that have invested in both Microsoft as well as Oracle technologies over the years, and also are investing with us in the cloud as well. And so it was a natural fit to partner with Oracle to provide a seamless experience between our cloud, which is Azure, and Oracle Cloud Infrastructure.
I have to say, I never would have thought somebody would say it was a natural fit for Oracle and Microsoft to partner together. Talk to me about, and it's great, I mean, this is great news, but do talk to me about what are some of the results of this partnership? What do our customers get out of the seamless experience?
Absolutely. So the first and foremost thing is, it's all about choice.
Yep.
We want to give our customers the choice and the ability to, and the flexibility, I should say, to choose what they'd like to deploy and how they'd like to deploy it. You get the best of both worlds with this partnership. You've got Oracle has Exadata Cloud Service and autonomous database that customers can leverage, and we've got rich set of capabilities in Azure, such as Azure Service Fabric, Azure Kubernetes Service. It's just a huge plethora of options for our customers. That was the first thing that we wanted to go for with this partnership. In addition, we've actually done a lot of technology integration. So we've actually connected our two clouds in certain regions around the world, today in East US in Azure and UK South. We've actually taken our Azure Express route and connected it with Oracle Fast Connect. So customers can now get a private connectivity between Azure as well as Oracle Cloud. In addition, we've also integrated the identity between the two clouds. So if you are an Office 365 customer or an Azure customer, you never have to worry about having another set of credentials. You can actually get the same benefits that Azure AD provides across Office 365, across Azure, even on Oracle Cloud, and also on Oracle applications, no matter where they're hosted.
Okay.
Finally, we've also built this entire ecosystem around onboarding some of our bigger partners to make sure that they can support our joint customers. And more importantly, and this is the more attractive piece to me, which is we've actually enabled a single pane of support. What that means is when customers have an issue, when they're working with this kind of an approach, they don't need to pick up the call and call both Microsoft and Oracle. They can just call either one of us, and we'll take care of the problem for them.
Okay, and we have that same interconnection between our support services. Then.
Right.
Oh,
no, exactly.
Great.
So the way Romit explained the partnership really well is sort of we have thought through the entire cycle that customers go through, right?
Right.
So as you said, we have given customers the ability to interoperate services across the two clouds. We have put in place sort of certain best practices that enable them to run applications on the two clouds, give them the choice and flexibility, and then to his point, we have sort of put in place working with our mutual partners to then sort of help have our partners enable or help our customers migrate to the cloud, and then the joint collaborative support sort of adds to that entire story there.
That's really great. And so it does enable more customers to take advantage of a full cloud experience
right.
without worry about they've got Exadata assets on-prem, they need to get to the cloud, they want to take advantage of a lot of the Azure services, and through this partnership,
That's exactly the sort of use case or scenario that we are targeting here, which is we have, as Romit said, we have these large joint customers that essentially want to move their existing applications to the cloud, want to take advantage of all of the investments that they have already made, but then are sort of in this phase where they realize that, hey, we have this complex set of applications that might be better suited if a couple of different cloud providers work together collaboratively. And then that's what we are trying to bring to the customers.
So talk to me about this interconnect. You know, how is this set up and what is the latency? What is the experience for our customers? You can imagine if you've got part of your application sitting in Oracle Cloud, part of it sitting in Azure, you want to have still a fast experience for the application, low latency. How does that work?
Absolutely. So we've actually connected the clouds with a private interconnect, and we've actually optimized that network connectivity to make sure that customers get super, super low latency and high throughput to be able to do exactly what you just described. So I've got an architecture that I'd like to show where, you know, you can see there's an application that's actually sitting in Azure inside of a VNet, and it's got private connectivity to an Exadata system within Oracle's cloud. And all of this is made possible due to the interconnect partnership that we've done. And in this case, we've actually connected, you know, again, we've done this directly with Oracle. So there is no sort of middleman that you need to go through in order to enable this. This is a seamless experience. It can be automated.
So you can go straight to the portal and set this up.
Absolutely. And I'll even show you how to do that.
Oh, please do.
Awesome.
No, precisely the point. Customers can do this today. That it takes, and Rumit is going to show us, it takes less than 20, 25 minutes essentially to set that up. And because we have sort of made that investment jointly to set or lay down the connection between our data centers in, let's say, in US East and in UK South, essentially, as I said, this is all sort of what customers are doing is setting up logical connections from the hard pipe that we have laid down.
Right.
And that reduces all of the friction for customers.
Right.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm going to start with our familiar Azure portal. And, you know, to show you how easy it is, I'm going to create a new resource. You know, look for ExpressRoute. And here, it's a familiar page. You know, we've got customers creating ExpressRoute. In my providers, you'll actually see I've got Oracle Cloud Fast Connect in there.
Okay.
So all I have to do is create an ExpressRoute connection with Oracle Cloud Fast Connect as a provider. I can give it a name. I can choose my bandwidth. Everything is standard ExpressRoute. There's nothing new for the customers to learn. There's nothing new for the customers to go read about. It's standard ExpressRoute. You can create one circuit, and you can connect. If you're using a standard circuit, you can connect up to 10 virtual networks to it. If you've got a premium circuit, you can connect up to 100 virtual networks to it.
Okay.
So it really allows you to operate it in enterprise mode. Just with this interconnect ExpressRoute connection.
Okay.
So I've actually, you know, in the interest of time, I've actually got an ExpressRoute that I've already created. And you can see it's actually enabled, and my, you know, my setup is East to West. And my peering location is Washington, D.C. So we're actually peering in multiple locations in each region as well. So for example, in East to West, we've got two peering locations, Washington, D.C. and D.C. 2. So that really allows you to get you know, a disaster recovery in place and actually set this up for an enterprise-grade architecture and application. I choose my bandwidth. Now, when I first create an ExpressRoute, this is going to say not provisioned, in which case all I have to do is take my service key, go on the Oracle side, and provision a Fast Connect. So I go onto the Oracle Cloud infrastructure, say I want to create a Fast Connect, use Oracle as a provider, and there you go. In my provider list, I can see Microsoft Azure ExpressRoute as a provider.
Okay.
When I click Next, it's going to actually ask me to put in my service key. I put my service key in, add in my BGP IP address, which you do in any case when you're setting up your ExpressRoute as well, and you're good to go.
Okay.
So with that, I've set up
an interconnect. Seems rather easy.
It is very easy, and as I said, we've actually invested jointly in also creating you know, set of capabilities to automate this. So we've actually standardized on Terraform, and so that allows you to automate this entire capability using Terraform. We've actually done some investments and added additional providers to make this possible and make it seamless for our customers.
And actually, the Terraform is a good sort of segue to then also highlight that that's another way that customers can really manage their cloud platforms in a single unified way, right? Which is really use Terraform as the single scripting language to then monitor and manage cloud provider.
Now there are a couple things I do want to call out. In my Fast Connect, in my ExpressRoute, you can see I've got a connection going out to a virtual network. In this virtual network, what we're doing is this connection is utilizing a feature called as FastPath within ExpressRoute. that allows you to bypass your virtual network gateway whenever you're communicating with your ExpressRoute and outside of ExpressRoute. That allows you to reduce the number of hops you're taking
right.
in order to actually get it done. That's allowed us to actually reduce the latency between Azure and Oracle and really provide that low latency between the two clouds.
Right. Right, so that's the secret behind the
Correct.
Partnership.
That's, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
And, and these are the sort of optimizations that we can bring to bear, right, as we continue to invest on the partnership, both within the interconnect, sort of broaden the availability of the interconnect in additional regions, and then deepen our technology integrations as well to, again, enable customers to sort of adopt to the cloud more seamlessly mm-hmm. and reduce some of the friction for them to operate on the two clouds.
Great.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, to show you it is actually real, I've actually created a VM in Azure, and it is actually a part of my VNet that is connected to my ExpressRoute. And so I have actually connected to this this Azure VM using an SSH tool. And I've also set up a couple of machines on the Oracle side that I'm going to ping. Now, this is all going to happen over a private IP address. So I've got this machine set up right here. It's got a private IP address of 10.200.0.4. And my machine is on a 192.168 IP address. And all I have to do is be able to ping this. And you can see it's able to ping it. And it's super low latency as well, I'd say. That's what I wanted to show you, which is this is real, and it takes 20 minutes to set up. And it allows for our enterprises to make the most out of both the worlds or both the clouds.
And in addition to that, like you said, you unlocked the whole identity and enabled that single identity to be used across both right. clouds. And so you can now manage your Oracle assets or manage access to Oracle assets through Azure Active Directory identities?
Correct.
Okay.
Precisely. So that's the other big thing that we have enabled, which is essentially enabled customers to create identity federation across Azure AD and then OCI, or Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, with essentially a few mouse clicks, right?
Yeah.
So we have deployed essentially an Oracle app on the Active Directory gallery that basically enables customers to set up that identity federation with a few mouse clicks. And what that then enables customers to do is sort of stitch up some interesting use cases and scenarios. So we have highlighted a few on the screen here. So customers can now basically create single sign-on between mm-hmm. the two consoles. Of course, even though we have partners, the consoles are still separate, right? So, but once you set up these identity federations and once you create the mappings between your user groups, you can, as I said, create the single sign-on between the consoles. So let's say you have a developer, she's working on the Azure console. She can now very quickly, with essentially a mouse click, toggle over to the OCI console, and she's essentially logged in as the admin within OCI, right? So
right.
that's some sort of, again, that enables customers to operate across the two clouds much more easily. And so we have sort of reduced some of those friction points there. But then to add to that, once you have sort of set up the federation, essentially any updates that you make on Azure Active Directory, they sync back into OCI. So that mm-hmm. then enables you to basically maintain or have just one repository for identities in your org.
And then you can use that identity to give more finite controls over access to row-level security
Correct.
And other things within your Oracle databases.
Right. So OCI is sort of a full-fledged cloud
right.
platform, just like Azure. So we have all of the same sort of security paradigms that Azure has that, again, are sort of controlled through the identity provider itself. And once you have federated across Azure AD, now you can basically use Azure AD to then basically sort of operate in OCI.
Great.
Absolutely.
What else do you want to talk about?
I want to actually show you how to set up the identity
okay.
federation
well,
as
let's
well.
See that.
It is also super easy. So let's go back to our... First, let's actually go to our Oracle Cloud infrastructure and go into Identity and go into Federation. So when you're setting up the Identity Federation, the first thing you need to do is download the identity information from the Oracle Cloud itself. Now, Oracle has this document right here that I could download, and I've already done that. And I can go in and create an enterprise application. This is my Active Directory within Azure. And I can actually create a new application in Enterprise. And here, if I just search for Oracle, you'll see that I've actually got a ton of options. As I said, we've not only integrated identity with Oracle Cloud's console, we've also done this with Oracle applications. So if you're running the likes of eBusiness Suite or JD Edwards or PeopleSoft, you never have to worry about getting another set of credentials. You can actually set up single sign-on. And something that I personally loved, conditional access with Azure AD with all of these Oracle applications and Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. So in this case, I would just pick Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, put in a name here, and just click Add. Now, again, for sake of demo, I've already set this up. This is what shows up when I click Add. The one thing I do have to go and do is go into single sign-on and upload the file that we just downloaded from the Oracle site. Once we upload the file, it'll fill up all of this information.
Okay.
There are a couple things that you need to add here, such as the sign-on URL, and that can easily be done by editing this button. And you'll be ready to go. All of these steps are actually documented on our website, so you can go in and set this up on your own as well. Now, as we said, this identity federation is actually at a group level. So what that means is if I've if I've got a group here that I've created, this is a simple Azure AD group, nothing special about it. On the Oracle side, I can actually go in and this is the federation that I've set up here. And you can see I've actually set up the group mapping here. I don't know if you noticed the group ID on the Azure side, but I've actually mentioned that my group ID here should have administrative access to my Oracle Cloud identities. So now let's see this in action. If I actually open a new tab, go on to Oracle Cloud, it's going to first ask me for my tenancy. I'm going to put that in. Once I put it in, it gives me the single sign-on option.
Okay.
I click on that, and lo and behold, it's the familiar Azure AD Microsoft sign-in here. And so I can go ahead and sign in with my
Chinmay
information.
Chinmay just looks so happy about that. big smiles over
big
there.
Smile, right.
And so I can log in, and it's going to give me the same sort of benefits I'd have as logging in, signing in using Azure. Now, the reason why it's asking me to log in is it's I've got incognito mode.
Right.
If I were in a regular browser, it wouldn't even ask me to log in.
It would just oh, that's fantastic. All right. So with all of this, can you talk about one or two customers? Give me a little example of what people are doing with this interconnect.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are working jointly with dozens of customers and really large enterprise customers. Today we can talk about basically three customers that have run some kind of a pilot to production on the interconnect in the two regions. So one of our largest references is basically Gap Inc. So Gap Inc., they're sort of in the throes of this right now, but they are essentially moving all of their on-prem workloads across Azure and OCI. So about 60-70% of the workloads that go on Azure, the rest on OCI, and then they are going to interoperate using the interconnect, the joint collaborative support, and all of that. So Gap is a good reference, and then we are also jointly working with Dartmouth College to, again, sort of move applications across the two clouds. They're testing actually EBS across Azure and OCI as an example. So this is an exciting time. There are a lot of customers who are interested in this.
And a lot of great things on the roadmap as well of what I hear, new regions, new capabilities, and the partnership should just continue to get stronger as we
make, right, absolutely.
Make more opportunities for our customers to move to the cloud. So. Thanks again for joining us today and sharing all of the wonderful things that our partnership has produced. So we've been learning all about the Oracle partnership with Microsoft today on Azure Friday.